Guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Stroman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, saw a grain market. We started stronger, then kind of faded throughout the entire day.
You know, we did. We're going to end slightly higher in the corn market. Decent gains in the soybeans, but well off their highs, and a mixed bag as far as the wheat complex goes. You look at the corn market, those crop conditions were unchanged from last week. But the good to excellent is down 12% from the 10-year average, and that's offering some support. And talk continues of a smaller crop in the European Union. The soybeans, again, higher but off their highs for the day. The crop conditions were unchanged from last week. There was an export sale to an unknown destination offering some support. But we've also got harvest taking place. You know, we're 22% complete. That was up 14% from a week ago. So they made some progress last week. And then you look at the meal market, too. That's been down 9 out of the last 10 sessions, and that's limiting the upside. The oil market has been stronger, and that does help. And then you look at South America and Brazil's planting. I think they're 4.5% complete, so they're starting to roll down there as well. And then in the wheat complex, you know, again, a mixed bag. You know, we had a 91-cent rally off of last week's lows to Friday's highs, and just a slower trade here to start the week. Dry on the southern plains, offering some support to that Kansas City contract. Smaller stocks for the U.S., but it looks like Russia could have a record crop. And again, that might keep a lid on this market in the short term.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too, with the dollar quite a bit weaker here today, too, should help out maybe a little more than what it actually did. But at the same time, it's nice to see that dollar come down a little bit.
You know, it is, and that certainly has been limiting our exports, not only for the grains, but the meats as well.
Yeah, for sure. Now, the livestock side, what happened there then?
You know, a slow day as far as the live cattle, feeder cattle go. The live cattle, you know, they're talking about tighter supplies here in the fourth quarter and the strength in the stock market helping. But and we did push that market above the 100-day moving average, but we're waiting for that cash to trade. Expectations are that it will be stronger this week, and we do have smaller show lists. Feeders were lower this morning again. The strength in the corn and the red ink in the live cattle, and the feeders are lower. Lean hogs started the day with some decent gains, but gave those back quickly. We had a big week last week, a nice start on Monday, but profit taking came into play, and the recent pressure in the cutouts pushed the lean hogs to trade and close sharply lower into the afternoon.
Anything else we need to be aware of?
I think as we go forward, continue to monitor the harvest reports, and we'll have a USDA report next Wednesday. So we'll have more talk about that here toward the end of the week, and then again, just continue to watch harvest the progress in addition to the yields.
Brian Stroman with Progressive Ag Marketing.